There'll be different things here. In other words, certain things will be a masui, your carrying will be the raisa. A tachshit, jewelry, an ornament, you're allowed to carry. But many of them, most of them actually, according to the Gemara, you can't wear on Shabbos midrabono. It's going to be different levels. The two rules that are basically going to come into, some things we're afraid you'll take, the basic rules we're afraid you'll take it off in Rosh Hashanah, put in your hand, forget, and walk away. Sometimes you take them off, we'll see, because she has to go to the mikvah, she has to get them off. Or general jewelry, the Gemara has a rule that we're afraid the woman will take it off to show her friend. She has a fancy ring, she'll show her friend, give her a hand and walk away, those kind of things. It's basically what the parak will deal with, but it's a lot of tyrus on our way there. Okay. Lo seitze isha, lo bechute tzeme, lo bechute pishin, lo bertsua sheberoisha, she ties up her hair with. We'll see everything. Velo titbol bohem, and she can't go tefillah with those things. I mean, she has her hair tied and whatever, atche terafim, until she loses them, because they tie tight on the hair, and it's a chatzitz. Now, as the Gemara will say, what in the world is Lo Titvol doing here? This is Masech HaShabbos, not Mikvoyis, not neither here. We'll see, the Gemara is going to explain, this is the reason for that. The reason she can't wear those things on Shabbos is we're afraid she'll have to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. She can't go to the mikvah unless she loosens those things, those bands, whatever. She'll have to take them off, and she could forget about it and put in a pocket or put in her hand and walk away. V'lo betotefes, v'lo besavitin. Okay, I'm sure they have some sort of fancy word. But the Gemara will come out to tefes, basically, is a thing like this. It's like the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol. There was some sort of a jewel, some sort of a thing like on the cross of the forehead. And savitim is things hanging down. You should have a thing around the head. Things coming down like this along the side of the face. Do you have English words for that? Head bangles. Okay, and to tefes, headband. Frontlets. Yeah, across the forehead. Okay, these are basically listen to the rule of jewelry. We're afraid she'll take them off to show somebody. Bizman shenem tfurim. Yeah, when they are not, these are things on the head. When they're not sewn onto a tichel, but if they're sewn onto the tichel, that's the basic rule of the Gemara. That we're not afraid she'll take off. She's not going to take off a tichel in public. That we're not afraid of. So once the problem is when it's not sewn on, they're separate, so she could take it off. Lo bekvul. That we'll see in the Gemara what it is. That's not so clear what it is. Leshus harabim. That is very important. All the other things, even though they're a problem of carrying, we spoke about this once. You can't even wear them in a chotzer because we're afraid if she'll wear, let's say, a ring in a chotzer, she'll walk out. That's a common thing. It's not even gzeira l'gzeira because it's so natural. You wear it, you walk right out the street. Except for kavul. Kavul is a type of jewelry. We'll see tomorrow what it is. That they allowed in the chotzer, but not in Rishus HaRabim. Why did they allow that in the chotzer? The Gemara is going to say later, about a week from now, that they didn't want to stop her from wearing all jewelry. They had to leave her something, so they picked one thing. We'll come back to everything. V'lo be'ir shel zov. Ir shel zov is, Rashi seems to learn it's some sort of a pin or a brooch. Taisus says it's a crown in the shape of a city, with some sort of diagram of a city, like Rabbi Akiva made for his wife. So, but again, jewelry. Lo bekatlo, seeing what's basically it's a necklace type thing. Velo benizomim. Velo betabas, a ring, she'ein olei achoysim. In the Gemara, there are two types of taboyas they'll discuss. One is with a tchoysim. That's a business type thing that's used to seal letters, that kind of thing. Ain't a lechoyis, but we call a ring, a jewelry ring. The Gemara's times, Shane already said it's different today, men didn't wear rings. They only wore yeshal lechoyisim rings for business purposes. Women didn't wear the business rings, they only wore the jewelry rings. So we're talking here at Abash, ain't a lechoyisim. If it has a choyisim, that's real carrying. We'll learn that later. This is ain't a lechoyisim, this is jewelry. This she can't wear, again, midrabbonim, we're afraid she'll take it off. A machat without a hole, meaning a decorative, a pin, as opposed to a pin that you use for sewing. That's again jewelry. So again, that really she should be able to wear because it's a tachit. But again, we're afraid she'll take it off. All of these things are not really carrying. A tachit is little, but they have drabon and the problems. Zog the Gemara, tefillah mandakashmo. The Mishnah comes in a little tidfall. She can't go to the mikvah. She loosens these strings. Who's talking about tefillah? It's the middle of Mishnah Shabbos. Talking about carrying on Shabbos. How do we get into Hilchos Tefillah? So the Gemara, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Omer Rav Abba Buch, Matam Koma. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Ma tam lo seitzi isha lo b'chutei tzema lo b'chutei pishton. Why can't she wear these strings in her hair? Because we say that in general, if a woman goes to the mikvah, she got to loosen those bands. Since in during the week, if you go to the mikvah, you got to loosen those things. Is b'shabes lo teitzei dilma misrami lo tefila? Maybe she'll come. Tefila, she'll have to go to the mikvah. V'shayil, she'll open them up, loosen them, and she'll forget to put them back on. Now. So he says a classic kasha. What are we basically saying here? We're basically saying that a woman can't wear on Shabbos something that has to come off if she goes to the mikvah. Because once she takes it off, she may not put it back on. So there's a naya in the new story. She can't wear a dress on Shabbos. And a dress. She can't wear a jacket on Shabbos. She can't wear a chvestet. If she goes to the mikvah, she's got to take a jacket, right? It's a winter. She can't wear a coat. She's going to have to go to the mikvah. She's got to take a coat off. So we're not obviously not talking about the things that are ikar malgush. Nobody's going to the mikvah, take off a jacket, forget to put a jacket back on. It's not happening. But a small thing, a thing that's in your hair, that she could take off and forget to put back on. She doesn't have to have it. She'll keep it in her hair, put it in her pocket, a small thing, and she'll walk out. But anything that's an ikar part of her dress, I mean, what she dressed with, that we're not afraid she'll take it off and forget to put it back on. But that we never said. Okay. You can tell me what that means. It's some sort of woven. It's not strings. The mission we were talking about chutei pishton, strings of wool or flax tying the hair. This is a woven thing, which is made like a chain. It's some sort of a woven. I don't know what you call it in English. I have no idea. A marriage. Okay, it's not the string itself. It's already woven, and then you put it in the hair. Okay, you know, the basic point is it doesn't pull that tight. A string, a pure string of wool, will pull very tight on the hair. These things don't pull that tight. Once it's already a woven, a mesh thing, it won't pull that tight. So if it won't pull that tight, it's not a chitzitza because the water can get in. Maybe she won't have to take it off. Maybe she can wear it on Shabbos. Okay. Tigimai, Omalei, Origiko, Amrit, woven. You tell me something that's woven. Koshu, Orig, Lo, Gozru. And that they didn't make Xavier. Meaning, because anything that's already woven will just not pull that tight on the hair. Itmanami, or Rafuna, Bredi, Avishua, Koshu, Orig, Lo, Gozru. Vikida Amre. So one, the first Lashon said, anything that's woven, it's not a problem. Why? Because since it's not that tight on the hair, it doesn't have to come off before the mikvah. If it doesn't have to come off before the mikvah, we have no problem with it. Ikadami said a little bit different. Amar Afuna Breder Rav Yeshua Chazino La'ach. Say, I saw my sisters the lokabdon alayu. They weren't makpid. They weren't makpid to take it off. Meaning, Eve, forget about the mikvah. Eve, I saw my sisters, even when they were washing their hair, they didn't take it off. Very similar idea. Meaning, why? Because obviously they could wash their hair with it on. It wasn't that tight. Same idea. Okay. What's the difference between the two lashonos? My ikar ben hachlishna ben hachlishna. There is a difference. As follows. The first lashon is a clear halachic statement. Anything that's not orig, I'm sorry, anything that is orig is not a chatzitza. So that's it. If it's not a chatzitza, you can wear it on Shabbos. The second one he's saying, he's adding something. He's saying the women are not makbit to take it off. Meaning, let's say they'll be makbit to take it off. It's not a chatzitza tak. But they're makbit to take it off for some reason. Women have a thing. Al pidin, you can go to the mikvah. They'll take it off. According to the first lashon, it's not a problem. Because since you don't have to take it off for the mikvah, you can wear it on Shabbos. According to the second lashon, if they are makbit to take it off, you know they don't have to, you can't wear it on Shabbos. What would be such a thing, says the Gemara? Let's say they're dirty. Let's say these bands are dirty. Al pidin, can you go to the mikvah with them? Of course. It's not a chatzitza, it's not tight. Will women go to the mikvah with it? They will not. Because since, let's say there's some sort of, mud or something on it, they don't mind wearing it. But once it gets wet, it's going to get them dirty. They'll come out of the mikvah, their head will be dirty. The water will have loosened the dirt on those things. So here's a very interesting thing. A band like this, which is schmutzig, Can you wear it on Shabbos? According to the first lashon of the Gemara, you can. Why? Because it's not chaitzis. If it's not chaitzis, she doesn't have to take it off. She doesn't have to take it off. We don't care. According to the second lashon, even though she doesn't have to take it off, in point of fact, she will take it off because it's dirty. She will not go into the mikvah with it. So since she will take it off, we don't let her wear it on Shabbos.
And the first lashon says that it's considered only based on tefillah.
Right.
But if there's another reason why she'll take it off, it's okay.
No. It's only for tefillah. But a different reason why she'll take it off for tefillah. It's all tefillah here. She's taking it off. No, if there's another reason for taking it off, stam, that's a different problem. This is only for tefillah they'll take it off. But not for the halakhic reason. Because it's just they don't want to get dirty based on tefillah. Okay, my hikah bein hachlish to bein hachlish, the hikah bein the tnifon, they are dirty. Lahachlish to doma koshu orig lo gozru hani nami orig. Therefore, there's no problem. Lahachlish to damen mishum kpeido came in the tnifo mikba kpeido leil. Point per fact, they will not go to the mikra with it on. They're going to take it off. So we answer. Tnan hosu. The eil choytzitzim ba'odom. Again, these are practical considerations. We have machlokes in the practak. I'm sorry, in the practicalities here. These will be choytzeitz, chutei tzemer, as we said, strings of wool, chutei pishdon, strings of flax, the horatsua, some sort of bands, sheberoshe habonois, meaning that they tie their hair with. Meaning these things pull tight on the hair. Reb Yehuda oime, shel tzemer vishel sar, if those bands are made of wool or of hair, ein choytzeitzim, v'mnei shamayin boim boim. He says they don't pull tight. The water will get through. So you have a problem with machlokes in the facts here. If you have woolen strings and you tie your hair with it, how tight will it go? Tanakhama says it's tight, the water will not get through. Yudah says it will get through, so we can do about that. Now, all these things we're talking, where you talk on the hair, pulling tight on the hair. Now, what did he mean to say? As opposed to what? He's obviously mean to say, as opposed to somewhere else where it won't be a problem. Here, this is chaytzeitz, let's say the woolen string when you have it in the hair, the women. But somewhere else it's not a chaytzeitz. What did he mean exactly? So he wants to say this, maskevel Rabbi Yosef, lemute mai, ilay lemute dit savor. They would wear these things around the neck. I don't know exactly what. Not necessarily for decorative reasons. I'm not sure why. But so I meant to say like this. When did I say that chutei tzemer is a chatzitza on the hair? There it pulls tight. But if you wear it around the neck, it doesn't pull tight. Now, that simple physics is funny. Because as the Gemara understands that tzemer, the Gemara calls soft. Seor is hard. Pishton is hard. The flesh on your neck is ichah soft. And one looks at it this way. If you're telling me that you tie something soft around something hard, it'll pull tight. Certainly when you put it around something soft, it'll pull tight, because this is going to go in. Makes sense. If you're telling me it pulls tight against a hard object, what did he mean? He meant to say one of these things is not a chatzitza on the neck. Soft. Soft on hard hair. It pulls tight. Rach al gabi rach me boy. Soft on soft will certainly pull tight. Meaning, if the thing you're tying around is soft, it has no resistance, it'll pull tight there. So what did he mean? El mudid chute pishton. He meant chute pishton are only choytzes in the hair, not on the neck. It's also a problem. Hashda kosher gabi kosher choytzes. What goes pishton kosher? If kosher and kosher, if pishton can pull tight up against seyer, it can certainly pull tight up against the neck. Okay, kosher gabi rachmi boy. So what did he mean? What exactly did he mean? He's clearly telling us that these things, that's like tzemer strings wrapped around the hair, is a chatzitza. But wrapped around the neck is not a chatzitza. Why not? The chuv you pull against your neck, it'll certainly pull tight. So, like, well, yeah, it could. But no woman's going to choke herself. If she's putting a string around her neck, I'm not sure for what reason, she's not going to kill herself. Come on. We're talking about a string. If she pulls tight, she's going to choke herself. That's all he's telling you. That when they put it around the neck, obviously they're not pulling it tight. So it won't be a chatzitza. I'm trying to choke herself. Okay. Now, Eisve, Abaye, Habonos Yoitzoitz Bechutin Shebozneim. Well, they have the pierced ears, so if they don't have earrings, the hole will close up, so they'll put a string through it. That's okay on Shabbos. Avoloi bechavokim shebetzavarei. Not with bands around the neck. How they tie chavok? A band, that's how they say, I think. See, there's different types of...
Drawstrings that are on there.
Okay, drawstrings, very good. At this point, we're understanding chavak. It's not a wide band. It's like a string running around the neck. Now, okay, good. So now, the what does this braisa say? You can't wear it on Shabbos, right? What did you just tell me? Rabbi Yosef just told me that they don't pull it tight around the neck. It's not a chatzitza. If it's not a chatzitza, so why can't you wear it on Shabbos? Again, this is not jewelry yet. Soon we're going to change it. At this point, we don't think it's jewelry. Some sort of a string to hold something up. So there's no jewelry problem here. The problem is showing it off. The problem is it's a chitzitza and not taking it up by the mikvah. You just told me that a woman's not trying to choke herself. So therefore she'll not pull it tight around her neck. So it's not a chitzitza. You just told me. If it's not a chitzitza, you should be able to wear it on Shabbos. So why can't you? V'i amrit ein isha chenekes atzmo chavokim shebetzavrei. My Lord, why can't you wear it on Shabbos? Amar Avinu, we're talking about a different type of chavokim. Some sort of interesting thing. The way Rashi, Rashi explains as follows: the Rishonim, they really the katl is some sort of an apron, what we would call. It's worn over here, and it drapes down this way to protect her dress. Sort of an apron worn up around the neck, not over here, up around the neck. What?
Like a bib.
Yeah, a bib. That's the word. Correct. Good. Bib. Good. Now, the way it was made was similar to pants. On the top, it had loops. And they put a belt through, and they pull the belt tight around the neck, and it hang down. Now, that belt is what we're discussing. This chavak is here, not a drawstring. It's that type of a belt. It's wider. It's wider. Correct. And it's a smooth belt. It's not a string. It's like a smooth belt, and it's wide and smooth. Therefore, when we said before, she won't pull it tight to choke herself, they were talking about a thin string. You pull a thin string, you're going to be in serious trouble. This is more of a belt around the neck. This this could be pulled tight and was pulled tight, says the Gemara. The isha chonekes es atzmo. She bedavka pulled it tight. Why? The nichalo shetire kebalas bosa. It's counterintuitive to the modern approach to life. She wanted to look like a balas bosa. She pulled it tight so she'd look heavier. So now, what is with this thing is, as Tosis explains to us.
She wanted to look heavy?
Correct. She did, that's, I tell you, not 21st century America.
Makes look robust.
Correct. Healthy.
People were thin, starved to death.
Correct. Correct.
Who's going to marry someone?
Correct. Correct. What?
They're still starving.
Yeah, they just don't want to look that way. Okay. Because today everything is what you look like, I suppose. What you don't look like. Now, so Tais explains like this. So therefore, one second. So therefore, since it is tight, this thing is tight, it is a chatzitza. She will have to take it off. Correct? Okay. Now, in terms of the jewelry aspect, Chabot, it's an interesting thing. Forget about tight. We said jewelry, you always take off to show your friend. This she won't take off because she wants to look like a balas bosa. If she'll take it off, she won't look like a balas bosa. That problem you don't have. You only have the problem of the mikvah. That problem we do have, the Gemara says, because since you pull it tight, it is a chatzitza. Rebbe Kevega says he brings an interesting rav here on the bottom in Kalim. That's why they call it a katla. Katla means killing, because she pulls it tight around the neck, she chokes herself. Okay. Good. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, now we had before.
We have a tight necklace called a choker.
A choker, this is what it is. This guy's a choker. But today you wouldn't say that they're doing it to look like a balas boss. That's real true. That will have the problem.
A diamond
that will,
choker makes you look wealthy. And if you're fat,
wealthy,
thin,
yeah.
You're okay. Fat, you're
wealthy,
wealthy,
healthy, and fat.
If you're thin, you're
wealthy,
fat.
Healthy, back here. Good. We got it. Okay. Correct. We had a machloikis before. The Tanakhama said that Tzemer does pull tight, correct? It's a tzlitza. Rabbi Yehuda then said, Shel Tzemer vil shel Seyor, wool or hair, ain't choitzin, will not pull tight, correct? No, it's an interesting thing here, if you'll note. The Tanakhama spoke about Tzemer, Pishton, and Ritzuas. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tzemer's not a problem, Seyor's not a problem. Tanakhama never said anything about Seyor. Says the Gemara, let's go. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shall tzemer shall seyer ain a choytz tzim neshamayim bombem. The water it that doesn't pull tight. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel halacha k Rabbi Yehuda bechutei seyer. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in seyer that it's not a chatzitza. Now that's a strange statement because nobody ever argued with Rabbi Yehuda in seyer. There was an argument in tzemer, The Tanakhama said Semer, Pishton, and Ritzuas are Choytzeitz. Rabbi Yehuda said Semer and Seyer are not Choytzeitz. There's a machloikis at Semer. There's no machloikis at Seyer. Just for them, Gleich Abaye. Amalei Abaye. Halocha, Michlal, the Pligi. You're telling me there's a halocha like Rabbi Yehuda. Apparently, there's a machloikis. Where do you see a machloikis? Tanakhama never said Seyer was Choytzeitz. Of a chitema. You'll tell me, he loved the Shamin and Mitanakam or the Ayri Bechut Seyer. If not for the fact that Rabbi Yehuda had heard from the Tanakamo that he said Seyer is a chitzitza, Iunami lo have a Mairi, he wouldn't have spoken about it. It is a strange price. The Tanakamo says, Tzemer, Pishton, and Ritzuas are chitzitz. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tzemer and Seyer are not chitzitz. They're not talking to each other. So, I mean, that's what you understood. He obviously heard in the words of Tanakamo that Seyer is a chitzitza. That's why he answered him, it's not a chitzitza. That's why you deduced there's a machloikis. And you're telling me, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda? He says, that's not true. Vidilma, what he meant was, Kishem. He's saying, Kishem. No, the Tanakamo said, Tzemer is a chitzitza. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Tzemer and Seyer are not, I mean, just like you agree with me, Seyer is not. So to agree with me that Semer is not. You can't deduce from it as a machloikes. Dilma kishem ko amalohu. Ki heichid the modisuli bechute Seyer. Just like it moded to me that Seyer is not a chatzitza. Oduli nami bechute Semer. Itma ram rav nachem reshmuel takazay. Moedim chachomim reviewed bechute Seyer. There is no machloikes. Seyer on air on air is not a chatzitza. Fine. Tanya nami hori chutei tzemer choytzitzin chutei seyer ein choytzitzin. Tanakama. Reb Yud omer shal tzemer vishal seyer ein choytzitzin. Omer av nachum by yitzum as nisa nami deiko. Truth is, you can be a dayik from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah on Samach Dalet says, tiktoni yoytzo isha v'chutei seyer bein mishalo, bein mishal chavrto. The Gemara says later, she can go out with her hair tied with hair, whether it's her own hair, she cut off and tied it, or she took someone else's hair and tied it. Meaning, hair is not a chatzitza. Now, who is that Mishnah? Mani, ilemi Rabbi Yehuda. That Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. He could have said a bigger Kiddush. He could have said that Tzemer is not a chatzitza. Afilu chute Tzemer nami. Elolav rabbonani. And yet they say, Tzemer is not a chatzitza. Shmami rabbi chute say, elo pligi shmami. Okay, that's the end of the discussion. And Seyer is no problem. Seyer on Seyer is not a chatzitza. Semer on Seyor is a machloikis pashas. We would be machmir like Tanakama that it is a chatzitza, therefore you can't wear it on Shabbos. Yet the Ran points out, you have to be careful when they say here, Seyor on Seyor is not a chatzitza, it means it's in the hair. You take hair, you wrap around the tie the hair. But one hair tied in the other hair, the Gemara Nida we learned not long ago says is a chatzitza. One hair against one hair. That's the problem with the women, the big, with the knotting of the hair. You have to unknot the hairs. Because one hair on one hair does make a chatzitza. What we're talking about over here. We're talking about when she has this, just to tie up her hair. She ties it up with another hair. That will not pull tight. Okay. Next. Lobe totefes. What's a totefes? Gemara asks. What did you tell me before on that? Frontlet. Okay, the Gemara wasn't sure either. Maito Tefes. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Chumrasa de Katifta. This is a good one. It's some sort of a thing they wore to ward off the Ayin Hara. Katifta, to be koitev, to chab the Ayin Hara. Chumrasa means a kesha. What? They got an English word for that. Chumrasa means a kesha, it's a knot. Just think that it's like an amulet to keep away the Ayin Hara. That's what he thought it meant. Okay. Amalei Abaye, and the Mishnah is telling me you can't wear it on Shabbos. Why should that be? We learned it right. It's a Mishnah coming up. We said things like this that work. You are allowed to wear on Shabbos. What's the difference between a thing to ward off Dayan Hora or one of these Kemeyas to ward off whatever it wards off? So that can't be. Elam Rabbi, you know what it is? Mishmei Abaye Apuzyani. Okay, now we know clearly what it is. It's an Apuzyani. Okay, now an apuzyani is that frontlet. It's like what the Kohen Gadol wore. It sits, Rashi says. It was a piece of jewelry worn across the forehead. Tanya nami hochi, yoitza isha b'savcho ha-museves, tichel that was, museves, was gold on it. Ubetatefes, ubesavitin, hakivuin bo. Like we said in the Mishnah. If they are tied onto the tichel, we have no problem. Because I promise she'll take it off to show somebody in the street. She's not taking off a tichel in the street. So anything connected to the tichel is okay. Our mission was talking to tefes and savita, which are not sewn onto the tichel. Okay. Ezu to tefes, vezu savita. Omer Rebabo, Totefes, Hamukefes, Lome, Oizen, Lioizen. He goes across the far from ear to ear. Sarvitim, Hamagin, Lo Adlichoyo. Bangles, as you said, to hang down like this. Okay. Omar Afuna, what are these bangles, as you call it, made out of? That's a financial problem. They would make it with colored material hanging down. What is Rav Huna trying to tell me here? I mean, L'chay Rav Huna did not run a cosmetics business. What is he interested in telling us? What this woman was, that woman was. Look, the Tzaddik is telling us a chiddush. That again, why are these things also to wear on Shabbos when they're not connected to the tichel? We're afraid. The general rule of jewelry: we're afraid the woman will show it off to her friend in the street. So she'll take it off, show it to a friend, forget to put it back, and walk a little bit with it in her hand. Rosh says the Rav Huna is telling us a chiddush. Then even the anios, where it's not made of anything so fancy, we still have that concern. One katayna on a golden thing, as you gotta show her buddy, but she's got a pick of wool hams, but a big deal. No, whatever is considered ornament or jewelry, by women we have this fear that they'll want to show it to the friend. Even that's what he says, the Rosh. Okay, good. Lo bekful. Okay, now kful.
Is there a relationship to
Tefes? Give Yeah, but we don't. What do you mean? Totefes is one. Totefes is plural. Pashtas. Problem is the totefes of a tefillin are not one here, one here.
Right.
Yeah. So the Chazal have different pshatim in totefes. Tat, tat. This means two. In Afriki, that's why the Chazal have different pshatim. But the word totefes used in Hebrew in the Mishnah means something one over here. Lo bekvul. Now a kvul, we don't know what it is. We talk whatever it is. It says in the Mishnah that you can't wear it in Rishus HaRabbah. It's the one exception to the jewelry rule. The jewelry rule is you can't wear it in the street, we're afraid you'll carry it. You can't wear it in the chutzah, even there, because afraid you'll walk out with it. Except, the Gemara's going to say later, we couldn't take away all jewelry from women, so we left them one thing, kvul. Now, what is a kvul exactly? So the Gemara's not clear at all. Amar Rav Yanai, kvul zeh, eini yadei amau. What in the world does a kvul mean? E kavlo de avdo tnan. Kavlo de avdo means some sort of a sign that the eved wore on his clothing, identifying as an eved. So there the Mishnah is telling us a shivcha woman shouldn't go out with that on. But the other possibility is Abel Kippur Shel Tzemer Shapir Domi. The other possibility of a kvul is Kippur Shel Tzemer. Now Kippur Shel Tzemer was, it was like a cap. Rashi says it was a, obviously the Mishnah went out of wool. It's a cap. It's probably some sort of decorative. It's worn under the tichel. It's over the head worn under the tichel. So what the problem is like this. Are we afraid over there that she will take it off to show her friend? So on one hand you'll say, as we said before, anything that has to do with the hair and the tichel, she's not going to take off. Because to take this off, she's exposing her hair. On the other hand, since she has a tichel and sits under the tichel, she can pull it out from under the tichel without exposing the hair. So the first, and it's also called a kvul. That thing happens to be called a kvul. These two things are called kvuls. For some reason, they have nothing to do with each other, but they happen to use the same word. One is something worn on the clothing of an eved to identify him or her as an eved, and one is this cap worn under the tichel. So he starts off like this. Does the Mishnah mean the one that says you're not allowed to wear it is the kavla de avdo, that the identifying thing of a thing, but the kippur shel tzemer of the woman is not a problem because we're not afraid she'll take it off in public because it's directly on the hair, it's right under the tichel. Oh no, Dilma Kippur Shel Tzemer Tanan. Maybe we're asking even Kippur Shel Tzemer. We're afraid she will take it off because she can get it off and still keep the tichel on. She'll pull it out from under the tichel. And that's also kol shekein kavla d'avdo. That's certainly also. So he wasn't sure which kvul in the Mishnah are we saying is also. the kvul of the eved, but the kvul of the isha is mutter, because we're not afraid she'll expose it, because we might expose her. Well, no, even that's also, that's certainly also, but even that is also, because she can get it out from under the tefillin. Now, Tosfos points out very well, if the Mishnah is talking about a kvul shel eved, why put it in the Mishnah of women? If it's kippur shel tzemer, it's in the women's Mishnah. If it's kvul shel eved, it could go in the next Mishnah talking about men also. So Tais says, because in the next Mishnah, it puts it together with a sheitel. It's a sheitel. It's by women, this is by women. It has nothing to do with women. If it's kol shel eved, it has absolutely nothing to do with women. Okay, so let's see what the Gemara says. We'll have one day today and one day tomorrow. Omer Rebbe Bo, Mistabro, Kimando, Omer Kippur Shel Tzemer Tanan. He holds it's mistaber that kvul of this mission is kippur shel tzemer, meaning even the kippur shel tzemer of the woman under the tichel is also, we are afraid she'll take it off because she can get it off from under the tichel without exposing herself. Okay. V'tanya nami hochi, yoytso isho bikvul ube istamo, we'll see in a minute, lechotze. Kerechotze, but not to the rishus haram. Reb Shimon ben Elozer Omer, now we're still done, what is a kvul? Reb Shimon ben Elozer Omer, the words are out of order. Should say bikvul af lishus harabim. He's matter even rishus harabim. Why? Klal omer Reb Shimon ben Elozer kol shu lamatu min asavcho yitzin bo. Anything under the tichel you can wear. We're not afraid she'll take it off because we'll have to expose her hair. Kol shu lamala, what sits on top of the tichel, that she could take off and yitzin bo. So you see, we're dealing with something that's under the tichel. Obviously, that's not the kvul shel eved. That's the kippur shel tzemer. So you see, Rabbi Bo says that kvul is the kippur shel tzemer. Meantime, Frank the Gemara, what is this istamo thing over here? It says she can't. What's an istamo? My istamo. Omer Rebbe Bo bizyoine. Okay, very good. My bizyoine. Omer Abaye. Omer Rav. Kalya paruche. Okay, the best I can get out of it is that hair, after she put on a tichel and all that, some of the hairs would stick out. That's called pruche. They're spreading out. They'll be porer. So she covers it up with some sort of a piece of mitznefes ktan, a small mitznefes. We would also call it tichel, some sort of a small type kerchief that she uses to cover that hair. That's called kalya pruche. It gets rid of the pruche. They got an English word for that? Okay, so that's what it is that you cannot wear on Shabbos. Okay, Toner Abon, Gimel Dvorim Nemru Bistamo. This interesting Kalya Pruche, we have a Tesefta that tells us three halachas about it. Number one, Ein Bo Mishum Kilayim. There's no shatnez in a Kalya Pruche. Why not? So Rashi says, because it's a suya kamin levad. Levad is felt. Felt is never spun. It's pressed. Some Moshe Friedman was explaining to me that he knows all this stuff.
Pressed.
It's pressed. It's not the let's say the tzemer is never spun into threads. So who cares? Because shatnez, what does shatnez mean? Like the Gemara, shua, tevi, venuz. It has to be combed out, shua, tevi. It has to be spun into strings, venuz, then shizurim. The strings have to be what you call that mozar, like in the Chumash. The strings are joined to other strings. Okay. So now, levadim, which this is only shua, it's not tevi. Says Rashi, mele, there's no shatnez there. Now, that's a incomplete statement, as Tosfos points out. Because there's a clear Mishnayis in Kilayim that Levadim, which is felt, is also Mishum Shatnes. Avadim Midrabono. The Rais in Yeshua Tavivanuz. But even things that are just Shua, there will be Kilayim Midrabono. So then why is there no Kilayim in this Istamo? Explains to us a very important thing. That this thing was hard. It wasn't soft. It was like a hard felt. Anything that's Kilayim Midrabonon, they didn't make on something hard. Because the general rule of kilayim is warms you. That's a soft material. A hard material generally is not going to warm you. So on something that's hard, they didn't make kilayim edabona. So David, there's no kilayim in Istam because it's levadim and it happens to be hard. So there's no shatnas there. Okay, Number two, ain't a mitama b'negoyim. Yeah, because there we're going to learn later that the haftumas negoyim, you need tevi v'orig. You need it to be spun. Since this was never tevi spun, there's no tumas negoyim on it. Ben yoytzim bo l'shus haram, like we just said, mishum Reb Shimon Omru, af ein bo mishum atoris kalas. Atoris kalas, they made it one site at the end, they made exerted by the Pumel Shel Titus, the last time when they came into Shalim before the Churban, that Kalas couldn't wear a certain type of decorative crown that the Kalas used to wear. So Simon Avelus, they stopped the Kalas from wearing it. This is not included in that.